be happy, but I won't be happy.
This is almost the typical fifth grade boys choir class in Spring Branch's Landrum Middle School. Jaime Trigo leads students through the lyrics and dance steps for an upcoming concert. What's not typical? Some students are ISD kids, others belong to the Kip Courage Charter School. Students from both are in the same building. That doesn't happen in Dallas because of friction between ISD and charter schools. Maybe that's because charters don't offer teachers the same employment benefits, or because teaching methods are different. ISDs also accuse charters of cherry-picking better students. To choir director Trigo, kids are kids.
And once they get in my class, they sing. We got both kids coming in here and all the time. And so we see all the Kip kids coming over here. It's awesome.
2 years ago, Spring Branch ISD formed a partnership with two charter schools. Under the partnership, charter students started attending classes in public middle schools. All the kids come from the surrounding low-income Hispanic and Black neighborhood.
My choirs are great, but with having this extra, kids in here, so it's like a huge group, it makes a great partnership.
This acceptance by Trigo and other teachers didn't always exist. Eric Schmidt is the Kip principal in Landrum.
I go into the elementary school and give a spiel about Kip. It sounds a lot different than the Kip spiel used to sound. So Kip used to be, come to Kip because we're not them, which is not okay in the partnership that we have. Our spiel is come to Kip. It's a different opportunity, and every kid needs a different option.
The change in the spiel came from the top. Spring Branch Superintendent Duncan Klusman, whose three daughters taught him about school choice. He says they have different needs and so, while close in age, attend different public schools. He's the one who welcomed the charters into his district.
I just wanted to meet the needs of my own children, and I think that's what any parent wants in a public school setting. So I really look at it in those terms, and I think the key is a parent can look at our three programs, they can dive deep into them, and they can say which one best fits the needs of my kid.
The two charters have longer days, teach motivational skills, and stress college. Spring Branch has more arts, sports, and special ed options. Math or English stay in separate classrooms, but some classes, like phys ed, blend kids from both schools. In the gym, students stretch and warm up while chanting multiplication drills borrowed from Kip schools. Superintendent Klusman also borrowed some core values from the charters, like kindness or grit.
It's as important to teach culture before you jump into teaching content, that if you just want to jump right into teaching content and you don't pay attention to culture, that has an effect on a campus and a classroom, on a whole school system.
Longtime Landrum art teacher Andres Bautista adopted some Kip values.
For example, right now, the character strength that we're focusing on is grit, and it's getting towards the end of the school year. So the kids, are always ready for summer, and I said, wait, we need to finish this. Show grit, don't give up until you accomplish your goal.
Partnership leader Mondelez Davis hopes the schools are accomplishing the goal of working together so schools can benefit.
So instead of having a charter partner put in a building in our neighborhood to take our kids, let's go ahead and work together because we're aiming at the same goal. And so we're not competing against each other, we're competing and cooperating.
Davis says it's too soon to measure the program's success. After it was launched, the partnership received $2 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and became one of seven charter compact schools in the country. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.